AM 1240 and 95.3 FM, WJON. I am joined now by Brad Conkler. He is the Foundation Vice President and also joined by the Director of Operations, which is happens to be Don Mullen. Don and Brad, thank you for taking some time to join me today.
Thank you, Jay. We really appreciate this opportunity.
So we want to talk about Holly Ball. It's a big event that took place. I went to it this year. We've gone the last 3 years, and I've had some questions about it. So I thought, you know, I'm going to reach out and find out some of the details that goes into Holly Ball. How did Holly Ball come about, first of all, as a fundraiser?
You know, Jay, this was a special year for us. Looking back, our event, which took place just recently on December 7th, celebrated the 45th year of the annual Holly Ball, CentraCare Foundation Holly Ball. And so it truly began, 45 years ago in the lower level of the St. Germain Hotel. It was a small event. I've met a few people that were indeed at Holly Ball number one, and they indicate that it was a fundraiser for the St. Cloud Hospital at that time. And there were about 100 people in attendance, and it had a real kind of a Christmas holiday flavor to it, and it certainly has evolved nicely over the years to the 2,000-plus guests that we hosted just recently. So
when did it become the event that we have now? Has it been like this for a bunch of years?
Well, a handful of years ago, we moved it from a local hotel venue to the River's Edge Convention Center, and that really was a big leap because that particular year, we used about a quarter of the space that we use now, and even that space seemed cavernous from those that were there. And now it just has continued to grow at the river's edge. And now we use that full, the full auditorium for the 1,000 guests that we host for the formal dinner fundraiser program. And then the additional 1,000 plus guests that join us for the main event that rocks late into the evening as we strive to support CentraCare Hospice and the Colburn Cancer Center.
So let's talk about the money raised, because that's something that's talked about a lot at the event. How much money was raised this year compared to last year and previous years?
So this year we raised over $870,000, and that is equally split between our Colburn Healing Center as well as our hospice programming.
And that was about $25,000 above last year, which was a record at the time. So it continues to trend up, and we're so grateful for our greater community and their involvement in supporting these two wonderful causes.
So when the money is collected, where does that money then go? What are people donating to?
So a lot of this goes to the programming that isn't supported by insurance reimbursement dollars. So in our Colburn Cancer Center, this goes towards money for purchasing of wigs and caps. A lot of our programming that's specifically designed for survivors of cancer, like yoga classes, healing touch programs, acupuncture, that are all tailored to meet the needs of cancer survivors. Similarly, the same thing for those that are on a hospice journey. They get lots of different therapies, music therapies, animal therapies, art therapies, and those are not covered by reimbursement dollars from insurance. And so the great news is, thanks to Holly Ball, everyone that's on either a cancer or a hospice journey can enjoy these extras that are not covered by their insurance.
Yeah, it's so important. It really enhances that patient and, frankly, family experience for those community members that are going through some tough things. So,
do you look every year to see what might be a need, or is it always going to go to the same things?
Well, for our funded need, which happens in the dinner room portion of the event, we definitely have specific programs and therapies that we are targeting. But every year we do look at the beneficiaries and address what CentraCare's needs really are greatest as a system and what is not covered by insurance reimbursements and how we can best help with the beneficiaries.
And, philanthropy, Jay, is such an important part of our healthy community and the healthcare system. For instance, today at the Colburn Cancer Center, on an average day, 4 to 5 people will learn that they have cancer. So today, 4 to 5 people will learn that they have that difficult disease. And so to have that quality of care close to home is just really key. And all these, you know, the community dollars that we raise really help provide that margin of excellence to make sure that we, to ensure that we have the best care close to home for those that are going through that journey. And one item of note, Jay, that we were able to share with our Hollyball guests this summer is that the Colburn Healing Center, which opened 1 year ago, that was 100% provided for, you know, bought and paid for by our community through local philanthropy, and that was over a $3.5 million facility that now is open, 365 days a year, and it's just a really, really important part of that cancer journey for those that have gone through some type of cancer or other life-threatening journey. They can have really some ongoing support throughout their life, the Colburn Healing Center.
What goes through the process of determining who is going to speak at the Hollyball event? And is it a difficult process? Because these are emotional speeches oftentimes that are given.
Yeah, so every year we take a different focus, whether that's cancer or hospice. And so this past year, we focused a little bit more on our cancer greatest needs and the journey that those are on in cancer. And so we chose families that had been affected by cancer to be our MCs. And our MCs actually this year were survivors of cancer, Mark Sanderson and Larry Mogaman. Both are cancer survivors and were able to share their journey, as well as Willow Sweeney Flaherty. And she herself also has a husband that is on a cancer journey as well. And so they speak and tell their stories and tell how those little extras, again, on kind of our greatest needs funds have impacted their family and allowed them to be survivors and be successful.
Don, why would you say that that's important, that we get a chance to hear about their stories? Why is that important?
I think because a lot of people attend this particular event and are very, very giving in their hearts, but maybe haven't had that close-to-home impact. And so hearing that story really with community members and friends and people that they have, interacted with on a professional level has maybe shown how it hits very close to home, both cancer and hospice, and how receiving that care and treatment within the communities that these people live is so very important. And for us to have such an incredible cancer center is just very, very important that these families have been able to get their care, their treatment, and then also experience their survivorship within the communities that they live.
Brad, is there something you'd like to add? I think I may have stepped on you earlier.
Oh, I'd like to share that, one of the joys of our work here in the CentraCare Health Foundation is interfacing with our donors, and a lot of those donors and friends are grateful patients who've received care that they feel very good about at CentraCare. And to be honest, sometimes the outcome, we hope that the outcome is what we hope, but sometimes the healthcare outcome is not what we hope for. Almost on a daily basis, we receive feedback from grateful patients and grateful families who are so appreciative of the care of the wonderful team that we have here at CentraCare. So it's really when we learn about a special story, or a special experience that someone has shared with us first, we sometimes loop back and see if that would be something that they would be willing to share to the broader audience. So that's another some more feedback to your good question of how we choose who provides some of the testimonials. And sometimes we ask, and it's not something that the individual or family is interested in, but more often than not, they say, how can we express to a larger audience how grateful we are for this quality care close to home? And that's a wonderful platform in which to do it. And certainly you got a good taste of that on December 7th when you heard Willow Sweeney share their very heartfelt and positive family story.
Can you tell me about how we get so many good doctors? Why is our medical care so good here in the St. Cloud area and at CentraCare? How has that happened over the years?
We know staffing all throughout healthcare throughout the United States and the upper Midwest, and certainly in Minnesota, it is a challenge. As we have an aging population, some of the needs the depth of needs continues to grow in that whole spectrum of care from birth to end of life. And, you know, CentraCare is like a lot of hospitals, especially in a semi-rural setting, because, of course, we not only have the St. Cloud Hospital in the urban area, the St. Cloud metro area, shall we say, but we also have a handful of clinics and medical centers out all throughout central Minnesota in more of a rural setting. But you know, the truth of the matter, Jay, it is very, very challenging to get physicians and to fill all of our positions and attract them to central Minnesota. And the good news is that CentraCare has a wonderful dedicated team of physician recruiters. And, you know, the truth of the matter is once we typically get a physician, a prospective physician, someone who has years of experience and they're looking for a new challenge or new change, or someone who's right out of medical school, once we attract them and get them here to central Minnesota and St. Cloud, they really tend to fall in love with it, as Don and I have very quickly. But it is a challenge. But CentraCare does have has a wonderful reputation among the medical field, and you know, our heart and vascular center is you know, really nationally ranked. Our oncology cancer center and many service lines within CentraCare rank really, really high nationally, and are very attractive for medical staff of all backgrounds and certifications, not just physicians, to come and work for us here and enjoy the great life here in central Minnesota.
Brad and Don, is there anything about this topic that we haven't touched on you wanted to bring up today?
I would just really like to thank the community for their support of Hollyball over the years. We have over 350 volunteers as well as hundreds of sponsors that come together to put this event on. We start preparing for this 365 days in advance, so we are already planning Hollyball 2020 for December 5th, save the date. And it definitely takes a village to put this event on and make it as successful as it has been. So really just a huge thank you to the community.
Yeah, to build on that, thank you, Don. Yeah, December 5th will be the 46th annual Hollyball. We look forward to it. But, you know, the events that our foundation produces, yes, they are fundraisers, but it's so much more than that, Jay. You know, these are really engagement opportunities for us to get all of our friends together, get our community together, just to really celebrate the good living that we have here in St. Cloud, Greater St. Cloud, and all throughout our central Minnesota service area. And the dollars that come in are certainly the byproduct of being able to really thank those that we serve, and really help demonstrate the impact of those that have entrusted us with not only their time and believing in CentraCare and our mission, but also the dollars that they give to support this real important mission of really taking responsibility for the over 700,000 people in central Minnesota that we consider friends, that we take responsibility for their health and wellness. So it's a real privilege. And a lot of work goes into all of our events, and Hollyball is no exception. And I just really want to thank everybody for participating. And if you've not attended, you know, certainly consider attending next year or in a future year. I think you'd be really pleased and at the impact that we're making as a community.
Brad and Don, thank you again for your time. I appreciate it, and looking forward to next year already.
Thank you, Jay. We really appreciate you reaching out and giving us this opportunity to thank everybody. And we look forward to seeing you at next year's event.
You got it. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Don.
Thanks Jay.
That's Brad Conkler, Foundation Vice President and Director of Operations, Don Mullen, both with CentraCare, talking about Hollyball. This is AM 1240 and 95.3 FM WJON.